going to try to help Tracy out this morning. If you want to be like her and join us on the show, get some advice from us and everybody calling in, all you got to do is send us a DM. Probably the easiest way we like to do it now is Joan McKenzie on Instagram. So let's say good morning. Hi, Tracy.
Hi.
So why are we talking to you today for group therapy?
Good morning.
Oh, my gosh. I'm at a loss for words, which is sad because I called you. But so basically, in a nutshell, I filed for divorce from my husband of several years. His name's Hank, and I honestly don't even care if you know his name. Basically, he cheated on me not once, but twice. And the latest is like with this fitness woman named Janice who rolls around in Corolla, and she's like, I don't know, I'm like the cute blonde type, and she's got long black, like black hair, and I don't know. I mean, it's just, it's like weird, you know, like the whole thing's super weird. He swore it was like a one-time deal, but I don't know. I mean, I had suspicions that he's been doing it for a while. I mean, this guy is like a total narcissist.
Okay. You know? So he's been stepping out. So Janice, you describe her. She's fitness person. She rolls around in Corolla. She's long black whack hair.
Yeah. Okay. And then, I mean, like her hair is like this. I mean, it's like crazy. I mean, it's like she must flat iron it every single day. It's like so freaking straight and long, like long all the way down to like the bottom of her back. That cut, like Cher long.
Okay. So he's a narcissist and you're leaving him.
Well, yeah, and I mean, basically, I'm finding, like, here's what happened, okay? So I kept finding these long black hairs in our home, like, on the couch, in the vacuum, and he, like, kept continuously saying, like, you're crazy, you know, like, you're being paranoid. And so now that he knows that divorce is, like, going to cost him big, he's basically begging me to dismiss the divorce and, like, stay with him.
Wait, well, like, I don't know, do you have a daughter that has, like, black hair? Or do you have, like,
no.
You never have anybody over, before we get into this, that might have, like, long black hair? What about a dog? You got a dog that sheds?
Not, like, 15-inch long hair or whatever, no.
And you're blonde.
So, yes, and I'm blonde. Mm. So, like, there's just no way that I'm consistently finding this long, straight black hair.
Okay.
And I mean, it's like he basically, and I mean, and beyond that, I mean, he's saying things like, let's just start a new life together. You know, she doesn't mean anything to me. I love you. And, you know, and like, but here's the deal. Okay. So last night I went over to his apartment, you know, to get the dog without the, you know, long hair. It's the regular short haired dog. And I walked out the door and guess who I came face to face with?
Oh, no.
Right. Janice. Right? Yeah.
No.
I mean, like, it's such BS. Like, he is, like, basically doing this, I'm thinking, to save money or something. Like, oh, I can't get a divorce. I'll just keep both of them somehow. And, you know, mind you, she's got, like, five kids. And she's, like, you know, she basically had a husband of her own that she left. So it's not like this is, like, some simple thing. This is complicated. And I tried to be civil with his mistress and, you know, it was like, you know, when I saw her, and I was like, okay, deep breath, okay. And I basically just said, you know what? He's using you, and he's going to get bored. And that's basically all I said, which was, you know, I thought pretty big of me, considering
that is very big of you, not just to
right.
go off.
But she basically screwed my husband.
But she, but well, literally and figuratively, yeah, but she really likes the guy. But I mean, like, do you think that's almost a challenge to another woman if she's like, oh, well, he's going to get tired of you? Maybe you really were trying to give him some advice, but it might have been like, oh, he won't get tired of this.
Well, she was pretty smug, but, you know, she, like, basically ran away from me. So I don't know what she's thinking now. But when I went and confronted him about it and told him that I saw her when she was on her way up, you know, to his apartment, all he said was, oh, sorry that you ran into your arch nemesis.
So had he told you that he was, like, done, like, this was over? So he admitted
no,
the affair?
That's the thing. Okay. He's saying, like, let's start a new life together. You know, like, I love you. She means nothing.
And then here she is going up to his place.
Stop the divorce. Yeah.
Mm. Well, I will say divorce is very expensive. So I'm sure he is panicking. I know from experience. Okay. Interesting. So what do you want our help with?
Well, I mean, like, the narcissism is like it's tough. You know, like, how do you beat a narcissist at his own game? Mm-hmm. You know, he's only asking me to divorce or to dismiss this divorce to save money, you know, right? He's like pretending to still love me. This guy is such a mangina. I can't even deal.
He's a what?
I don't even know what to do, like, at this point. Like, I just want to...
Hold on. Sorry. How are we not... He's a what?
Mangina. You never heard that?
That's the word of 2020.
I cannot be the first person who's saying mangina.
All right. Hashtag mangina. Okay.
I'm glad that I taught you something new today.
This is interesting. I wonder how many people have actually come face to face with their significant other's mistress, too, if that has happened.
No, and then have him still say, but she means nothing. Well, then why is he going over to your apartment?
Interesting.
And he's really manipulative, to be honest. He's really good at manipulating. So, I mean, if it was easy, I wouldn't be calling you. But,
we'll get you some help here.
Yeah, 833-563-2539. Tracy, we're going to try to figure out, as you asked, how do you beat a narcissist? Arsonist. Well, I guess you put water on it. A narcissist!
Yeah, if you've dealt with a narcissist, how do you beat them at their own game? Can you? 833-563-2539. Also, has anyone come face-to-face with their significant other's, you know, mistress or whoever they're cheating on? And how did that go down? That's so
interesting. The confrontation, the juiciness. We want it all. We'll talk to you next. We're Joe McKenzie on Radio Now. Group therapy. It's going on right now. We are Joe McKenzie on Radio Now.
Okay, we just got a DM into @JoeAndMcKenzie that says, sounds like he is totally gaslighting you. And by gaslighting, that means to manipulate someone by psychological means into questioning their own sanity. And that is a tactic of narcissists, gaslight.
Tracy, do you think you're getting gaslit here or whatever, gaslighted?
Oh my gosh, yes, definitely.
Okay, well, hey,
That's what I'm talking about, but how do I get around it? I mean, I'm a smart person, but it's hard to explain unless you're in there. It's like, I can see these things, and then he turns around and says that, I don't know, I know I sound really lame, but it's really tough.
No, I get it. Yeah, he's making you sound like you're crazy, but you're not.
Tracy, we got some people on the phone for you to talk to. We'll go to Anonymous first. Hey, Anonymous, you're on with Joe McKenzie and with Tracy. What do you want to say?
I just want to say, with narcissists, you can't beat them because they're always the victim. So it's always your fault, whatever it is. They're the victim, and they play with your mind. So the only thing is to just back out as easily as possible, because you'll never win trying to beat them at their game.
Are you speaking?
Their game is twisted.
Are you speaking from experience, Anonymous? Like, did you kind of date somebody that was like narcissistic or kind of like Tracy's husband?
I wasn't the one involved, but it was someone in the family. Mm-hmm. We all could see it. But reading articles about narcissists, you'll see everything that he did was mind play.
Mm-hmm.
And he was the victim, and she was always at fault.
And if you've dealt with a narcissist, I follow this awesome account on Instagram, Narcissist Survivor.
That's random.
I'm just throwing that out there.
All right. Hey, Tracy, we got some more people for you. Sandy this morning, what did you want to say to Tracy?
I absolutely agree with Anonymous, and I just wanted to say that sometimes to win the fight, you just have to walk away. It's not even worth it.
So walk away. That's the advice you're getting, Trace.
Okay, yeah, that's what I'm kind of consistently seeing.
Now,
maybe that's the best way to battle it, is just by, like, taking care of myself and standing up for myself by walking away.
Sandy, can you actually, like, any real-life practical help? Like, did you go through this? Maybe something Tracy can try?
Oh, my goodness. I went through this for years with my ex-husband, the back and forth. Just eventually I was like, you know what? I deserve better than this.
You absolutely do, and you know that you do. I think that's the hardest thing, is just to walk away. See, narcissists love attention, so when you withdraw, I mean, that's why they try to seek it in other, you know, potential people, because they need that attention. They thrive on that.
All right, well, Tracy, I hope this helped you a little bit. Try to give you some advice here for group therapy. Any idea what you're going to be doing, or what's your plan?
Yeah, I mean, I think I probably should stay away from him and, you know, finish filing for divorce, making that happen. And just basically be really, really careful next time that I don't fall into the same trap. I mean, like, that's my big fear too, is that I'm attracted to charming narcissists. you know, so I just have to maybe do a little work on myself so that I can avoid this.
That's true. Make 2020 all about you, like that self-love. And then once you heal what you have going on, you'll attract someone so much better.
Did your husband spend Christmas with Janice?
I don't know. Uh-oh. Like, I probably, I mean, he says no, but I didn't do a check, so he's probably lying.
Leave him.
Yeah, could you see those two rolling around town in her Corolla? How dare they? Shame on them.
This is Joe and McKenzie on Radio Now.